For most, if not all, communities, there aren't enough tax dollars to fund every good idea. Keystone Crossroads' Kate Lau Schaffner reports some communities are asking residents to donate toward projects that might not otherwise make the budget.
You've likely heard about crowdfunding on web platforms like Kickstarter. It's where people submit an idea and anyone can sign up to help fund it.
But seriously, Marshmallows, this is it. This is our chance to make the Veronica Mars movie happen.
But crowdfunding isn't just a tool for raising money to produce a movie, manufacture a gadget, or make gourmet potato salad. Communities are turning to this funding model for civic projects. In 2012, Philadelphia launched what's believed to be the first city-sponsored civic crowdfunding project in the country. It wasn't successful, but the city tried again, this time to fund a community garden. The project was completed this year, and others are following suit. Megan Tuttle, a planner for the Borough of State College, walks through the grass at Smithfield Park.
This is actually one of the parks that we thought of when we started thinking of the crowdfunding campaign.
Earlier this summer, the borough asked residents to vote on a project they'd want to crowdfund. The majority of votes went to park improvements, beating out a mobile app for bicyclists and a public art installation.
If this were chosen to be a crowdfunding project, we'd be looking at, you know, ways to maybe introduce some new playground equipment or, you know, upgrade some of the pavilions.
Tuttle says there's always a demand for more public services, so the borough is trying to find new ways to get funding. She says the vast majority of community feedback has been positive, but she's also heard from a few who don't like the idea of giving to the borough when they already pay taxes. But she says that's okay.
You only give money to it if it's something that you care about.
Tuttle says it's important for residents to know crowdfunding would only be used for small quality-of-life amenities. It's not intended to replace tax dollars for essential services. In Carlisle, near Harrisburg, a neighborhood group is working with a local nonprofit and the municipal government to renovate a park in a mixed-income neighborhood. They use crowdfunding to raise funds they hope will be matched by a state grant. They didn't hit their goal, but they were able to keep what they did raise. Brenda Landis led the project. She says crowdfunding can allow residents to take the reins of a project instead of just waiting around.
So a lot of times I think in towns you do see residents go to a meeting and voice their opinion, but a lot of times they don't really feel like they have the means to do anything.
But she says it's not a solution in itself.
It's not an if you build it, they will come.
Landis says crowdfunding might better be seen as a later step in a process that includes a lot of hard work, creative marketing, and community mobilization. Rodrigo Davies analyzed data from more than 1,000 civic crowdfunding campaigns. He's an MIT researcher and the founder of the Civic Crowdfunding Research Project. His paper, published last month, looked at projects starting in 2010, when civic crowdfunding was just beginning to crop up, to March of this year. The campaigns raised almost $11 million, and they run the gamut, from subsidies to a farmer's market in Massachusetts, to a city Wi-Fi project in Mansfield, UK. One surprising finding, the success rate.
I thought maybe the success rates would be lower. You know, civic being a newer area, perhaps less sexy than a video game or a technology gadget.
But on Kickstarter, Davies found that projects tagged civic had a success rate of about 80%, almost double the average on the platform. Davies says it could be because it's often passionate people from the community behind the projects. And civic crowdfunding can be really compelling.
It's not just asking someone for $10 or $20. It's saying that they're also now part of a movement that is trying to improve the quality of life of everyone in the area.
Davey says he doesn't know that crowdfunding will ever be a part of every city's toolkit, but it's a model that's still gathering momentum. State College hopes to launch their campaign in the next few months. Kate Lau Schaffner, Keystone Crossroads.